and thine own soul a sword shall pierce. Words taken from the book of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a queen mother who lost a son. One who is infinitely more precious, infinitely more loving than all the sons of the earth. There is a mother, the mother of us all, who felt her loving heart, in her loving heart, the pain of several swords of sorrow. On this Friday of Passion Week, today, we celebrate, in a sense, and Holy Mother, the Church has us recall the principal sorrows of our Blessed Lady, the sorrowful mother. Rightly, as our Blessed Mother called a sorrowful mother, she indeed is the mother of sorrow. She's the very queen of martyrs. In fact, her whole life was a martyrdom. The suffering of the poor, for instance, she had to bear all her life. Our Blessed Lady was poor, as poor, perhaps even poorer than the poorest among us in the world. A thread of sorrow ran through all of her years, and that she could see ahead to the time when her only son, at one time a little infant, and growing into a little boy, obedient, a respectful young man, and then a man who would die the most painful and the most disgraceful death. That thread of sorrow ran through her life. And now indescribable was her sufferings during the passion of her son. Her anguish, as it were, was increased as he carried his cruel cross. Her agony as she stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son die. Who can measure the grief or count her tears? It was most fitting that the woman whom God gave us for our Heavenly Mother should be a mother of sorrows, a woman who had to suffer. We all know suffering is the lot of every human being. There is not, nor will there ever be, a man, a woman, or a child but had to suffer. No person ever living that has not at least a sword of sorrow in his heart. At least one sorrow, at least one affliction. Many will say, yes, but so-and-so has no trials in his life. And yet, how do we know he has none? We too often only see one side. The fact remains, every human being has some sort of sorrow. Is it not consoling that we are the children of Mary? And we have for our Heavenly Mother one who is acquainted with sorrow. One who has had to bear a many-sided sword of sorrow. Children of Mary, every one of them, every one of us, we are glad to have a mother who suffered as we suffer. Because only one who has suffered can rightly console and can satisfactorily comfort the sufferings of others. Everyone has a cross. Bitter indeed are some of our crosses. The death of our dear loved ones. Sickness. poverty, misunderstanding, difficulties in the home, difficulties at work. And what is your cross? What is your cross? Thank God for it. And ask the Blessed Mother to show you how to carry it. Our blessed and sorrowful Mother sits at the side of her divine Son, with whom she suffered on earth. She is now in heaven waiting to help you to carry your cross. We see what the sorrowful Mother has done for her own Son. As we just followed our Lord's footsteps on His way to Calvary, we see in the fourth station the Son and the Mother meeting. And yet, what can the sorrowful Mother do for her Son? In her person, she can do nothing save to suffer with Him. And yet, as we continue in the path, look what Our Lady provided for her Son. That which she herself could not do. She provided someone to carry the cross behind our Lord. At her prayers, Simeon was taken. Simon of Cyrene was taken to carry the cross. And then what Our Lady could not do in the fourth station, she provided Veronica to wipe the face of her Son in her place. My dear faithful, we have a sympathetic Mother. Next Friday, a week from today, we will recall all of the principal sorrows of Our Lady. She had many more, but Holy Mother, the Church centers our attention on the seven swords that pierced her tender heart. The prophecy of Simeon, that a sword of sorrow would pierce her own heart, and what a bitter pain. The flight into Egypt made her experience the sadness of exile. The 3 days loss of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, made her heart ache. And what anguish when she met our Lord on the way of the cross. One would think her heart would break as she stood at the foot of the cross and the death of her Son. Only a mother who holds a dead child in her arms can truly know the grief of Mary sitting at the foot of the cross holding the dead body of her Son. And only a mother who puts her child in the bed of a grave can understand how Our Lady felt when she herself arranged the body of her Son in the tomb. Our Lady is a mother of sorrows, especially we see on Good Friday. To what shall I compare thee, or to what shall I liken thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? It says in the Sacred Scriptures. Thy sorrow, O Mother of God, is unequaled. It is not surpassed. Who can mediate? Who can meditate upon it? And who can endeavor to realize it? But we cannot explain it. The sorrows of the Blessed Mother are above every description that we can make. And how she felt the dereliction of her beloved child. How she saw His precious blood flowing down drop by drop from His Sacred Heart until the very last one. What must have been the sorrow, the heartache? St. Bonaventure says, O Mother Mary, I see thee standing under the cross in bitter affliction, suffering with thy divine Son. All of His wounds and pains are repeated in thy heart. Thou also art crowned with thorns, filled with reproaches, and fixed to the cross. All the wounds of thy divine Son are thine. And truly thou couldst say with thy divine Son, my soul is sorrowful even unto death. And yet she stands. She stands at the foot of the cross. Where does she find strength to suffer with her Son? To endure such an excess of sorrows, to stand under the cross so firmly with the sword of sorrows, so keenly piercing her heart. That is the mystery of love. That was the work of love towards her divine Son and to us, her adopted children. We see here the humble and the faithful handmaid of the Lord. How much she suffered in the work of the redemption which our dear Lord performed. We see what a great share she had in His sufferings on our behalf. My dear faithful, our Blessed Lady gave up her divine Son unto death for your salvation. And there at the foot of the cross, the fountain of all graces and blessings where the mercy of God celebrated His great triumph. It is there that Our Lady was made the Queen of Martyrs. It is there that at the same time she became our Mother, the consolation of the afflicted and the refuge of sinners. Mary, our sorrowful Queen, reaches out her sympathy to everyone who suffers. Let us give heartfelt thanks to our dear Lord and Savior for His sacred passion, for all He suffered for so lovingly for us in the glory of His name till our dying breath. But also, let us love and honor our Blessed Mother, who now in the bliss of heaven continues to be His real and true Mother, a beloved and honored by her Son who is a real and true Son. Let us adore that Son and serve that Son, the Son whom she saw die upon the cross for the salvation of mankind. And as we honor and serve her Son, let us honor and love His Mother. His Mother who is the Mother of Sorrows. The Mother who had the seven swords of sorrows piercing her soul for your salvation. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.